Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek He, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll have more machlokot between Hachamim and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel about a situation where kosher wine was left with an idol worshipper and the Jew left. He wasn't with him. Mishnah says, Hamaniyah yeno bekaron ubisfinaf. A Jew is traveling with an idol worshipper and he leaves his wine, which is in sealed barrels, he leaves it in the wagon or in the boat. And he goes off on a little excursion, very short distance away, but then he elongates that trip. He goes into the city and he eventually goes and takes a bath over there. We say mutar, the wine is permitted, even though the Jew was away for a long time. Since he was in very close proximity to the ship, the idol worshipper had no clue when he was showing back up how long he would stay away for. So therefore, the idol worshipper was afraid to tamper with the wine, and the wine remains permitted. Im hodiosh hu maflig. But if he informed the idol worshipper that he was going to be far away, that he wasn't going a short distance away, but he was going a long distance away, then kedesh yishtom ve'yistom ve'igov. Then the wine is prohibited if the Jew stayed away long enough for the idol worshipper to make a hole in the barrel, to seal that hole, and then to allow it to dry up before the Jew returned. The idol worshipper here knew that the Jew was going to be far away, so therefore he could do whatever he wants. He wasn't afraid to tamper with the wine, because once the Jew gets back, he'll have the ability to hide any evidence of what he did, so therefore there's no fear on the part of the idol worshipper. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer kedesh yiftach v'yaguf v'tigov. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel that the wine is forbidden only if the Jew was away long enough for the idol worshipper to open the seal, to make a new seal, and to allow it to dry. That's an extended period that's longer than the opinion of Hachamim. So there's a longer time that he would have to be away in order to make the wine prohibited. Rashbag would say that there's more fear from the idol worshipper that he has to really seal up all the evidence fully. Another similar case, Hamaniyah Oved Kochavim Bahanut. If a Jew leaves an idol worshipper alone in his store, when there was wine over there, kosher wine, Even though the Jew is going in and out many times, he's not watching the store at all times. Mutar, the wine in the store is still permitted. The idol worshipper wasn't told how long the Jew was going to be out, and therefore he would have been afraid to play or to touch with the wine. But if the idol worshipper was informed that the Jew was going to be away for a while, then the wine is prohibited if the Jew stayed away long enough for the idol worshipper to make a hole in the barrel, to seal that hole, and then to allow for it to dry. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kedesh yiftach ve'yaguf ve'tigov. Says Rashbag, the wine is only prohibited if the Jew stayed away long enough for the idol worshipper to open the seal, to make a new seal, and to allow it to dry. So we have three very similar cases in these last two Mishnayot. The first one was people who are moving barrels together, a Jew and a non-Jew, barrels of wine together. The second one was the traveling on a boat or a wagon, and the Jew left the idol worshipper alone. And then the third case was in a store of a Jew, and the Jew left the idol worshipper alone with the wine. The Bar Tinura goes through these different cases, and he says that each one of them teaches us a little bit of a nuance, a little bit of a chidush that we wouldn't have known if we didn't have all of these cases. The case with the store, this last one that we mentioned, is needed. We need to actually state it with all of its detail, because someone may think, you know what, if in a store there's the ability to lock the door when the Jew was out, so therefore the idol worshipper would not have any fear to play with the wine or to do something to the wine. So therefore, it would all be a problem no matter how far he went. That's the kamash malan, and therefore we say, no. We still say that if he only went a close distance away, that things would be okay. Or if he was Yosei Venichnas, if he was going back and forth, it would be okay. Same thing with the case of the wagon, that we want to show that we're not concerned, that we may think that, when it comes to a wagon, the idol worshipper could have moved it to a distant spot. Since it's movable, maybe he went somewhere else, opened up the wine, and then it came back to his current spot, kamash malan, no. So these are the different ways to look at the Mishnah. All of these cases are needed in order to teach us the different nuances that would still apply, to tell us that the wine in every one of these cases would be still kosher, even though the Jew wasn't with it at all times.